this is Monica.
And Max.
Welcome to Titillating Tea,
an anonymous podcast where we're obsessed with alliteration
and juicy gossip.
We will be laughing, cussing, and discussing this joke of a life.
Whether you're looking for a relatable comedic relief in the middle of a shitty day,
or just want to kick back with a couple of friends,
we will be spilling the titillating tea on the latest,
salacious,
silly,
and positively toxic gossip. If it sounded like we were down a tea party member today, it is because we are. Maddie is under the weather today, unfortunately, but in her place, we have with us the Deadlight Nerds. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you so much for being here with us. We're so excited to be doing our first collab. The word on the street is you guys really know your nerd stuff.
Who told you that? Was it my grandma?
Your girlfriend.
Jay, don't tell people that.
I'm just kidding. Johnny is 100% single.
Oh, yeah, we didn't even give them their names.
It's
Johnny and Jay. Or Big Papa, apparently.
they had code names. I wanted to have, like, both, so I went with Big Papa, but, you know.
You can go with both. I mean, this is an anonymous podcast. Well, I mean, everyone knows who you are, but we can call you Big Papa to make you happy.
I like it when Johnny calls me Big Papa. It was mostly just for him.
Sort of a
Sort of a pet name,
what
you know?
I do between 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. is none of the titillating business.
So, tell us a little more about yourselves and your podcast.
Johnny, you got it.
All right. Well, we are the Deadlight Nerds. Our podcast is everything but politics and religion, because we don't, unless it's like nerd stuff, we don't really care about it. So we talk to authors, narrators, actors, movie directors, and really cool people we met anonymously.
Thanks for the shout out. Where can our listeners find you?
We're on Spotify, Apple, Castbox, pretty much if you can, iHeartRadio, which we didn't even know we were on.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, if you Google it, we're there. We have our website's deadlightnerds.com, and you can find all our stuff. And if you're new age, you can just YouTube it.
Sweet. We will definitely link that in the bio, too, so you guys can just click on it.
Yep, we can find it in the show notes. And on this podcast, we go by alias names because we have big girl jobs during the week that we would like to keep. If you guys were to go by alias names other than Big Papa, Jay, what would it be and why?
Well, I actually do go by an alias. It's Matt Murdock. And I did it was after high school when I was meeting a lot of random, we'll call them females because they were females. I didn't care if they knew who I was the next day. So a lot of the state where we're at calls me Matt Murdock.
Nice.
I love that for you.
And it is a nerd reference of Daredevil for those nerds out there.
That's awesome.
What about you, Big Papa?
I'd probably go by Relic. I really like that. I've always liked the name Relic. I think it's really cool. One of my D&D characters' name is Relic. Like, if I went into the Witness Protection Program and they're like, you have to change your name right now, I'd be like, well, this is a bummer, but Relic.
Relic, Big Papa.
Yeah. Big Papa is like, the thing is like, people would be like, we know you're in the Witness Protection Program. Big Papa, that's not your name.
Oh my gosh.
Fair enough.
I love it. Okay, so this week's topic is gamer girls, and the Tea Party is going to take a deep dive into some of the best and worst rated video games, some hilarious video game freakouts, and the reason that you guys are all really here, the gamer girls. So we want to start by asking you guys a couple questions about gamer girls.
Let's be real. We know you're actually, yep, like we said, here to talk about the gamer girls. So what actually makes a gamer girl in your opinion?
You know, I don't hold it back. If they play a game, they're a gamer girl. You know, this whole like, what is it? Mirage of them being like having to wear wigs and going on Twitch and playing. That's cool and all. That's all for show. Honestly, if you can throw down on Halo and get a KD spread better than mine, you're a gamer girl. Or if you just play a game, you can play it on your phone. You're a gamer girl.
So even if it's like, I don't know, Mario Brothers or Animal Crossing, you're a gamer girl?
Yeah, one of the things we live by is nerds just means you're a passion, right? You're a nerd if anything you're passionate about. It doesn't matter, sports, automobiles. So if you play any game that gets you away from reality, good escapism, that makes you a gamer girl, in my opinion.
I would disagree with Johnny. I'd say you have to at least play Zelda or Super Smash Bros. If you want to be a gamer girl. The occasional once every like 6 months Mario Party, that doesn't count, you know.
I guess I qualify then.
Yeah, I might actually qualify too by that standard.
Yeah. And, well, it sounds like you're...
It's a pretty low bar, Johnny and I said. Pretty low.
I was going to say it's pretty generous because in 2020, girls accounted for 41% of all gamers. So I think standards have gotten a little more specific. Well, no, because since 2020. But I feel like now people have more expectations for gamer girls.
I definitely thought that statistic was surprising. Like, I had no idea that many girls gamed, honestly. I didn't game until I got married.
So. Yeah, same here. My husband introduced it to me because he was tired of me just sitting there watching him. So, yeah. I've got another question for you guys. Do you prefer PC or console girls? What is sexier?
Ooh, that's a tough one. You know, I'll say PC because if they can mod me a Skyrim, you got my heart.
There you go. I agree with that.
They don't call it the sex box for nothing. Huh, Johnny?
Console, I got a side with Jay there. And what is the hottest game a gal can play?
I mean, I threw it down. Have someone that can out-level me in Skyrim? I will get that ring tomorrow. I will take the Necklace of Mara and put it on me.
Nice. You are speaking my language.
Red Dead Redemption 2.
Nice.
That'd be my vote.
Okay.
Awesome. So I really wanted to do a segment on like the top grossing games, thinking that that was going to be a really easy stat to find. It is not, guys. Like, there are so many things that go into like what makes a game successful. I had no idea. It's not just the money. There's things like how many copies were sold, how many online downloads, downloadable content after the fact, in-game purchases, whatever. And some companies like Bethesda just don't even release monetary stats. Like on Skyrim, for example, they won't make a comment. Even though Todd Howard did say that they sold more than 30 million copies, which I totally believe. That game is the shiz.
I mean, I own just, like, 5 copies alone, so.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I have like at least 3. So I am definitely filling their pockets there. Same thing with the Call of Duty owners, Activision and Infinity Ward. They won't comment on that either. And so I was trying to figure out, like, what makes a game successful, right? So I realized there are a lot of companies that intentionally will push out just, like, garbage games just to bring in money. Like, things like Madden. If you guys have ever played Madden.
Whoa, shots fired.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I like Madden. I've had many battles in Madden. Almost lost many friendships.
Oh, I believe that.
I should say I don't talk to friends because of FIFA Sundays. We would play FIFA on Sundays. And we still don't talk.
So I've actually never sat down and played Madden. But when I was looking into this, they apparently just like copy and paste assets into their games. Like, it's literally the exact same game. So if you like zoomed in on the 2020 Madden game that they released, you can still see a sign that says Madden 2019. Like, if you zoom into the crowd, they're literally holding signs that say 2019. So there's stuff like that going out around out there. Girls, if your guy wants you to buy them the next Madden game for Christmas, the answer is no. Sorry, Jay. Sorry, Big Papa. So before I kind of get into what like the internet's top rated games were, because that's kind of the direction I went with it, I wanted to ask you guys what your all-time favorite games were.
It's the same. It's the same for us.
What is it?
Only one game has sucked my soul dry.
Which one?
It's Skyrim. Skyrim's the greatest game of all time. And it's not even close. It's not even close.
Yeah, I agree with that. Skyrim has definitely robbed me of like years of my life at this point.
Like, I played Halo, I played Call of Duty, but I've lost time playing Skyrim. You will look, it's 2:00, and you'll look up and it's like 7 p.m.
The only other game that I have lost time like that with is, embarrassing, Minecraft.
Oh my gosh, really? No,
yes, because the day cycles are so short, like you think you're playing it for like 15 minutes, and you're like, holy shit, it's been like 5 hours.
I wish Maddie were here right now because she is such a Minecraft freak. Like, yeah, she knows so much about Minecraft. It's crazy. I could not get into it. It was just too much for me.
Oh, I love it.
I'm more so, like, I like the shooter games, Call of Duty, Fortnite. Oh, I just started playing Overwatch, so that's fun. But I played hours on Fortnite because I have a group of Xbox friends that always play that. So we'll be on for half the day, maybe all day.
I know a couple fourth graders that also like to play Fortnite.
All right, don't give me shit. You know a couple of
fourth graders? Oh, man.
That's an office joke. Anytime you, me, and Jay get together, we're going to reference The Office. That's just a given.
Oh, same with Max. Max could quote like every episode of The Office, I feel like.
I missed that. I missed the one he just said, though, dang it. So. I'll have to keep my ear out for it. Don't put the pressure on me, dude.
Okay, so I got onto IGN's website, and I know some people love IGN, some people don't, because they're like pretty soft on the like developers. Like, they're not as harsh as they could be on some of their reviews. But they did have like a list of 100 of the top rated games by players. And I was pretty surprised at what the top three were. Have you guys, so coming in third place was Portal 2. Have you guys played this one?
A little.
I've seen it, haven't played it.
Yeah, I haven't played it either. I ended up watching a playthrough and it looks sick, actually. But I haven't actually sat down and played this one.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Nope, haven't played it.
Fun fact for you, that's how Santa gets to every house at night. It's, he uses the gun from Portal, and that's how he's able to deliver all the presents in one night.
I believe
that. I thought he just had magic spirit. Wow, Jay, you ruined my fantasy. Thank you.
Thinking of both. What do you think the Portal gun runs on, Johnny?
Love.
Oh my gosh, magic.
The second place was Super Mario World. I'm assuming all of us have played this one at some point.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Not me.
Is that the N64 or is it the new Switch one that came out?
No, it's like the OG Super Mario game that came out that was like 2D, and it was the first game that you could jump up and down and not just forward and backward.
Oh, okay. Like the regular Nintendo game. Okay.
I think it was like originally an arcade game. I think so. Do I have hives right now?
Yes, you do.
That's cool.
Okay. Mark.
Okay, and in first place, this is totally, I believe this one 100%, Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
That's a good
game.
I
love this one. I played it 4 times. I've never actually finished it.
Oh
but...
my god, you're one of those people. You're like, let's create like 10 characters.
Yep, and then, you know, you just fall out and then you get back into it, but you don't remember how to play, so you have to start over because you want to do it right.
Yeah.
And, yep, I haven't started. I need to start again. It's been a while. It's been like almost a year, I think.
We have this
do
one.
Do you
on
play
our
it on the Max? Do you play it handheld the whole time, or do you plug it in the TV?
I do both. Nice. Because I'm a flight attendant for work, so sometimes I'll take my I used to take my Switch with me pretty regularly. But then whenever I'm home, I'll hook it up on the TV. So
fun.
Yeah,
that's cool. I loved the graphics in this. It was like such a fun world to get lost in. It's so
it was
beautiful.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just like dying over and over and over again in it. I try and fight the Minotaur and I just die. And the sadist inside me is just like, this is what I wanted all along. Like, this is great.
Oh my gosh, I feel that way. What game is that? Have you guys been playing the Elden Ring game?
Oh no, I sold that one because I died too much.
It's so hard. It's so not hard. Even fun.
Oh. I heard it's you can choose to make it hard, right? It's one of those. We had this in D&D a few times where if you're not leveled correctly, you shouldn't fight someone that out-levels you, but it doesn't tell you that in the game. That's what makes it hard, right?
Right.
Is you don't realize that, oh, this is a baddie. You think it's just a bad guy.
Yeah.
My big thing with that game was they have so many... This is so stupid. They have so many buttons. Like, they know, like, it's so many menus. Like, the D-pad is, like, its own menu, and you have to, like, know how to do that. And, like, for some reason, I don't have the coordination for that specific thing, and I can't switch fast enough. I don't know.
That sounds so overwhelming.
I'm just, maybe I'm not a gamer girl. I'm like, I don't know how to use
I don't qualify. another topic that's always hot in the gaming gaming girl. Okay, let's start over. Another topic that's always hot in the gaming world is the worst games on release. And I'm going to be very careful here not to say worst games ever, just the ones that sucked initially before they got revised, because some of them actually did recover over time. What games, in your opinion, do you guys think were the worst on release or the biggest letdowns?
I've had a lot of issues with Assassin's Creed.
Oh, I haven't heard that one.
Not like the Odyssey stuff, not the new. It was probably Xbox had this thing when you bought it, they would give you two of them. It was like the Black Sales one or the... It was so bad of a release that they were able to... They just gave it out for free. That's how bad it was.
Oh, like, wow, okay.
Even when you buy like a console, you'll get like... They'll bundle it with like a game or two, but they rarely give... Here's two games in one, like from the same company. It's usually like a little split. But
right.
And they came out... You can tell when they come out really close to each other too. So Assassin's Creed to me wasn't the best release. But it was the Black Sales and something with France. I forgot what it was called. But they got a lot better once Odyssey kicked in.
Okay. Huh. I think my husband might have tried playing Assassin's Creed for a hot minute. And then,
Did you guys play Cyberpunk?
I was going to say that one.
Yeah, Cyberpunk was a trash fire when it first came out. So bad. I feel like it's gotten a lot better, though.
Mm.
But
yeah, I haven't played that one. But for me... It was the Fallout 76 that was the biggest letdown. If you guys haven't watched the YouTube video that the internet historian published about this game, do yourself a favor and subscribe to their channel first, because all of their videos are hilarious. But their video about Fallout 76 is definitely one of my faves. So I actually haven't even played Fallout 76 either, but when... I first started watching my husband play games. That was one of the first games I watched him play. And he played for like a max of 20 minutes because it was so terrible. Yeah. And then he just didn't even try again after that. I think he rage quit, which is valid.
You don't game, I rage quit.
I think so.
Animal Crossing.
Oh, I thought it was Mortal Kombat.
Oh, no, I like threw my back out playing Mortal Kombat.
I think rage quitting is a normal thing for Monica.
No, it really is. I have bigger issues.
That's okay.
No, Animal Crossing. I got this. So my husband and I, we share a Nintendo. And he downloaded it because he was so excited about it and set it up. And I didn't know that the person that sets it up is the one that progresses the game. Basically, like there's a... Like someone in charge of all of that, I guess. So I played this game for like 6 months and I was like, why can't I move forward in this stupid Animal Crossing? Like, this is the easiest game. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. And then finally, like, someone told me that and I just like, oh, I blew up. I like started crying. I was like,
are you
kidding me?
Are you like, serious?
Dude, 6 months of my life. I don't know how to explain it other than like sheer disappointment. Like,
oh,
oh man, so bad.
Anyway, so sorry.
It's fine. Well, I'll tell you about the Mortal Kombat thing in a second.
But. Yeah, definitely. We'll get back to that. But let me finish my rant really quick about Fallout 76.
Yes, drag them.
Yes. It's just, it takes me... I'm in absolute shock with the ridiculous roller coaster ride that Bethesda took its customers on with this one. And I don't know even how they got away with it for so long. They marketed the crap out of Fallout 76, claiming it was their most impressive game yet. Like, the graphics were going to be 16 times better, the maps are going to be 4 times bigger, and obviously everyone was super hyped. But when it launched, there were so many bugs. I'm not talking like minor adjustments that need a small patch. I'm talking like so many bugs. It was almost unplayable. Well, unplayable for my husband because he rage quit.
Well, yeah, like your character would like disappear and shit.
Yeah, like- or it would just look like an alien because like the physical features of it were so abnormal. The character abnormalities were insane. The abilities were all over the place. There were server crashes, textures that were janky, frame rate problems was a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Invisible enemies, hundreds of randomly spawned enemies, which sounds so much fun.
Bunch of BS. I would be so mad.
That would make me rage quit, I think, that in itself. And then I guess you could walk off the map and basically fall into the upside down.
Yeah, dude, that's what I'm talking about. Like, your character just, like, disappears.
Yeah. I never, that didn't happen to my husband's character in the 20 minutes he played, but there's some interesting videos of, there's this whole YouTube videos of players just showing all of the glitches. It's really entertaining. So it was basically the biggest letdown arguably ever. There were so many problems that there are hours and hours of YouTube videos, like I said. And a couple of people literally had their entire PCs ruined by this game. So, yeah. Sorry, PC players.
No, I would literally lose my mind. Do you want to see a rage quit? I'll throw my PC through the wall. Like, if it just blew up.
Yeah, fortunately, my husband doesn't have a PC. He's just Xbox, which is why I prefer Xbox. But
PC people are way more serious, in my opinion, about gaming. Yeah. Like, because a lot of them build their own computer.
Yeah, that's true. My brother actually built his own computer. But I also think they're just more prone to glitches, but that's just my personal opinion. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Well, you can ruin a PC, right? You get a bug, get a virus, and there's two grand there on the toilet. But Xboxes, they're not going to... You get a crappy game, you just wait till it uploads and fixes all the DLC stuff.
Right.
For it.
Yeah. I just think it's
just,
safer
you bet. Can't do as much, right? Like, once you play right. Skyrim for 4 years, you're kind of stuck. But you can play Skyrim every day on the PC and just mod it all the time.
That's yeah. true. So Bethesda, for all these glitches and bugs, they took zero accountability for the game. So naturally, the internet retaliated and the common folk trashed it on every internet platform out there. And mods literally quit being mods. That's how badly and frequently people were dragging them. And the dragging would never end because Bethesda continued messing it up over and over again. It was so bad, it was almost like it was an intentional act. Like, they did it on purpose. Because how can you, like, mess up that many times?
That is so OP, though, to just, like, drag that many people through the dirt like that.
In one of their, like, many very delayed half attempts, I feel like it was a half attempt, to give Fallout 76 a glow-up, Bethesda pushed an apparently canvas duffel bag out on the market to be included with one of the Power Armor Edition.
Which I'm glad I didn't see, because I would have totally bought the shit out of that.
I would have too, because I love, I don't know, accessories like that. And I would use a duffel bag, you know, and it's cute. I don't know.
The truest gamers over here. What accessories come with that game?
Exactly. I'm not all about, like, the in-game purchases, but if there's, like, a cute the little, like,
game purchases.
Exactly, like, the, you know, little Switch, cute little Zelda Switch case, I may or may not have bought that, and also the stickers to, like, you know, slap on the...
that too, actually.
Yeah.
Well, you have to nerd out. You just don't buy one thing. You gotta nerd out hard. I'm all for
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, your little Pod Lab has, like, literally every nerd fixture you could need, right, Johnny?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we play D&D and you need to spend $0 on that game, right? And I'm already, like, probably a grand in on dice.
Oh, gosh.
You know what? I play that game too, and I totally understand that pain.
Yeah.
Awesome. But sadly, players were once again disappointed when the duffel bag looked nothing like what was advertised. It was most definitely not canvas, and in my opinion, looks like a bag for dog poop. It was plastic, all plasticky and wrinkled, and
that's a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, and a worn out Bethesda customer service rep spilled the tea in response to a complaint that the bag shown. And this is the actual quote from the email. The bag shown in the media was a prototype and was too expensive to make, and that they weren't planning on doing anything about it. So that's consoling. I don't
responsible.
Know.
Responsible.
Yeah. Yeah, but I guess that they invested in social media influencers, at least, since they all received a legitimate canvas bag.
That would just, like, add fuel to the fire if I saw someone with the bag I actually ordered.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but they had videos on the actual canvas bag was cute. Like,
yeah, I've seen it.
Oh, have you really?
Yeah.
And then it would make all the other social media influencers out there, like, that didn't get one all mad, probably. Be like, well, why not me?
Why did they get a grocery bag?
Yeah. What's up with the favoritism? Okay.
One looks I was just going to say, one looks like Indiana Jones's satchel, and the other looks like someone carved up your dad's 20-year-old tent.
Exactly. That's a great example, honestly. Indiana Jones, though, should be the vibe. I like that vibe. And their next item, my next favorite junk item, was a Nuka rum bottle for $80. And guess what? Once again, they falsely advertised and poorly manufactured the item. You'd think that an $80 rum bottle would be all glass, right?
Yeah.
It would. Well, it wasn't. it was a bottle encased with a cheap plastic shell, so it would look like a bomb. And it spills everywhere when you try to pour it. I watched a video where he was trying to, like, pour the bottle just into, like, a shot glass, and it was just going everywhere but the shot glass.
I think I watched the same video. That's really funny.
All right, mm-hmm. Spill the tea, Max. Did you buy it?
No, my husband almost did, though.
Yeah, he almost did.
He was looking at getting a gift for his friend, and it was like, oh, this doesn't look like a good product.
I'm a good friend. I would have got it anyways for Jay and been like, here, this is how much I care about you. It was $80. Enjoy this paperweight.
I mean, it was $80, so that's
I would just
on
use
you.
It a paperweight at that point.
Johnny wouldn't buy me a $2 Lego. You think he's going to buy me an $80 rum?
I bought you a Lego. Get over it.
They have cheaper ones on Etsy that are actually Legos? Like 10. No, back to I'm sure they have that there too. Etsy has everything. I don't know. But no, back to the Nuka bottle. Etsy has a lot of like cheaper ones that are like 10 times the quality. So, yeah. Nice. Yep. But I lost my place. I'm sorry.
You're right.
Mark. Okay. Anyways, I could rant all day about the stupidity of Fallout 76 and how Bethesda handled it so poorly. If you want more tea, again, go check out the YouTube video by Internet Historian. I actually have a friend who's dating a guy that works for Bethesda. So after watching that video and doing a deep dive on the internet for this piece, I now have every intention of roasting the hell out of him and torturing him insider info.
No, I will totally, like, come to his rescue. I love Bethesda. But I'm a Skyrim purist. Come at me.
Yeah, that and Skyrim is going to drop any day now or in 10 more years.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Have you seen the trailers for it? It looks amazing.
Me and Jay lost our mind. Sorry to keep cutting you off here, Max, but they saw this 30-second video and we cried for like 2 weeks. And it wasn't even it was just a shot of the mountains that came out, I think, 2 years ago.
That's literally what I was telling her earlier. I was like, oh my gosh, did you see this trailer? It literally looks like real life. Like, you could just be outside.
And we cried.
Okay, but this is just taking me back to when they were launching Fallout 76 and everyone was like, this is going to be the greatest game ever, so get ready. You could be disappointed. I'm just saying.
If you want a true blue nerd revolution, mess up on Elder Scroll 8? 7? What is it?
It's 7.
Technically. 7, yeah. Mess up on that, and then you'll see a real revolt.
Yeah.
Actually, is it 6?
Is it 6?
Skyrim 5? Yeah, I think Skyrim's 5. 5.
Skyrim's 5.
So it's 6.
Yeah, it'll be 6.
Cool.
Nerd talk.
Well, we thought it would be fun to do some, or talk about some goofy gamer tags that we found. And I heard you guys found a couple.
Well, I actually have a real story about one of them.
Ooh,
yes.
Call of Duty came out, the original one came out about a decade ago. And I was playing with another friend. And all of a sudden, this gamer tag came on of, I beat my unicorn. And we were like, oh, dude, you beat your unicorn? What are you doing? That's horrible. And then we hear, I'm a girl.
Oh.
And I've been friends with her for over 10 years. We still talk.
That's awesome.
I love that.
Yeah. And I still tell her that. In fact, she has, she's not in our state. And she had another friend and he works out at the gym. And I was like, dude, guess how I know her? And then I told him a story and he starts laughing. And I'm like, I'm not even kidding. She beats her unicorn. That perv.
That's funny. You've met a couple people online too, haven't you?
Oh yeah. I have a whole gang. All my husband's friends that I play with now.
Can you say gang? It's not politically correct.
I think they're called a gaggle. No, what is it? It's not a guild. What are they called? Uh-huh. Jay, what's it called? Clan. It's a clan. It's a clan.
A clan.
Yeah. When you play Halo with a clan.
I was going to call it a party, but I'm like, it's not a party. You party up.
It's a clan.
But with your clan.
I think it was Halo 4 when it came out. You cared about how big your clan was. And so you would receive messages. And this one girl's like, hey, my gamer tag was Johnny Racer. Clever, I know. Like, hey, Johnny Racer, come join our new young hip clan. And I always hit deny. I don't got time to clan up.
Lone wolf.
Yeah. So let's see. Well, we have some goofy gamer tags. None from my gamer gang. I'm going to still call it gang. I'm sorry. It sounds too good.
Gamer gaggle.
But we found like a few on Reddit and just on random articles on the internet. One of them, I think, is like one of the best. Ben Affleck is an okay actor.
that's the whole tag.
That's it. I don't know. Yeah. The other one was rejected Bachelor contestant.
Wait, how'd you find my account?
Yeah. I mean, if that's what you want to be known for. Then there's Dora the Destroyer.
That's my favorite.
I feel like that's something that you would.
Oh, for sure.
You would
call
yourself. We got Bilbo T. Baggins.
That's my favorite one.
Yeah, your favorite one? Yeah. Well, this last one is pretty good, though. It's a. I can't even say it.
I can't either.
It's. Okay. Fartin. I didn't finish it.
You can't.
Okay. Fartin Luther King. I said it.
One's pretty good.
Yeah, that was pretty dang good.
Did you guys have any other ones?
I'd like to rename my gamer tag the Boston Tea Baggins Party. I think that'd be good. If it's not taken. Yeah. After hearing that. Mine growing up was Punk Rock Sissy, because me and my brothers all listen to punk rock, and I guess you just throw sissy on the end, you know? I don't know.
I love it.
And the problem is like, there were a lot of good names back in this time, but it was, like, early on the internet, and things were not politically correct, and I told Johnny, like, if go where, like, some of these names were, we're gonna get canceled, man. Like, it was a different time. The things that we would say.
Oh my gosh, for sure. I mean, some of the things people still say over the mic, you know?
Yeah, it's true, but this was in their gamer tag. This is before they, like, restricted...
Oh, yeah. You are. They did not have any rules for us back in the day. It was like, as long as there's not the F word on it, you'll be fine.
That was literally, it was like, really. Yeah.
No F word, no C word. Everything else was good to go.
And then you've like find ways around it. Like
you words put in
like,
a,
like Club Penguin. Do you guys remember Club Penguin? Oh, am I the only one that used to prostitute my cell phone Club Penguin?
What?
Is that like...
Oh my God.
Again, what I do between 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. is only Jay's business.
Fair enough.
Oh, man. Well, even with some of us being, like, fairly new to the gaming world, like me and Max, we still have some pretty funny stories about gaming in our personal lives. So before we share some of those, do you guys have any hilarious stories about gaming, or have you ever just, like, gone nuclear and lost your mind?
Okay, two things real quick. One, I left off my favorite gamer tag.
We're still on that.
Yeah, let's do it.
I just remembered it. It's your mom's boyfriend. That was my favorite. <one.
laughs> That's there you go.
That was my uncle's. He tried to do that one, and it was taken.
You were killed by your mom's boyfriend.
Yeah, exactly. Real quick, a funny story. Since this is PG-13, I can share this. We were playing the most intense Halo battle of my life. This was back in a time where we would play for like 4 hours every day, right after school. You'd play from 3 until dinner, and our cousins would get on, and so our cousins lived in California, and it was the only time we got to talk to them. So we would play every single day. And we're in the most heated battle of our life. Like, it is one for one on every kill. And literally the whole way up there. And then we get to 49 versus 50. Or 49 versus 49, and the next kill is going to win the match. And the other team gets to 51st. And they win by one kill. And it was the most intense game ever. So the game finishes, and you're kind of in a chat room with the other team for, 5 seconds or whatever. And then we come off, and they're all excited, and they're like, good game, guys, that was so much fun, so great. And my cousin jumps on the mic and screams, suck my balls, and exits. And for whatever reason, that's just stuck with me forever. It's like, man, these guys are trying to be so nice, and he just screamed at them, like, little 13-year-old, so mad. It was the angriest we've ever been.
I love it.
Yeah, a long, long time ago, Xbox did not really care if you talk trash, if you will. And you were able to talk to the players while in-game. Anyway, we'd play really late at night, and we'd play with Australians, and they were fun, but we were playing with this Canadian kid. They're all supposed to be nice, right? And I suck at, this is Halo, and I always talk a big game before we play. I get wrecked, and then I get back on the mic, and I'm like, sorry, I have a life. I'm not good at this game. Sorry, I have a girl. Anyway, and this one guy was like, from Canada, and I go, what are you gonna do, Canada? You have one tank. And he lost it when I said that. Like, oh, and no. He just went off for like 20 minutes about America and war, and I just started laughing. I blocked him.
That's the funniest, when you know they're like nuclear and you like block.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
you're like,
even
oh,
played,
that just sent them.
This zombies game when Call of Duty came out. Mm-hmm. And it's a guy that Jay knows. His name is Garrett. Garrett's been very known to rage quit. He's a friend of ours. He runs one of our stuff. Anyway, the problem with zombies was it took about 40 minutes in game before the game got fun. So we were 40 minutes in, four of us playing, and I throw a Molotov, like a grenade. And at the same time I threw it, it was a horrible throw. I even said it's not my best throw. But the minute I threw it, Garrett hit a button which picked up the grenade that I threw because he was going to throw his, but it kind of glitched. And then his player exploded, so we were down a player. And we couldn't save him. We got overrun by zombies, and he freaked out. And I'm just in the corner like, it wasn't my best throw. And I never, ever again played with that kid.
I don't play sports. I play games.
I play sports, not games. But yeah, but you know, we get those all the time. And the last one was just, I'm not going to, we'll keep his name anonymous, but if you get me going, I might reveal it later. Xbox would let you rate someone else. Like, mine was, I would always read it and be like, don't play well with others. He's horrible. And so I announced it, and one of our friends thought it was funny, and he had a good rating. So me and my friend Andy, we belittled the guy's account. We put it, like, all 0 stars, said he was horrible, and the kid found out and lost it and threw his controller at us the next day.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we bullied our best friends. That's what we do.
Hey, that's what we do too.
Oh, that's cool.
That's the you were able to, you know, and this is all Halo, by the way. You were able to just trash talk people and it was fun. And then you would, you know, hide and say, I have a life, and then log off.
Yeah. I love it. I mean, people still do that on the internet
all the time.
Yeah, they kind of turned off the mic smack talk. I got onto Halo once the pandemic happened and we were able to all play again. And I was all eager to talk trash, but they kind of like mute it one way where you can only talk to your team directly. You can't talk to the opponents anymore. It took away the
fun. That's not fun.
Yeah, that's not fun at all. What's
if I can't belittle 14-year-olds, why play?
I saw there was a guy who got like destroyed, and the other guy was talking trash, telling him how bad he was, and he's like, I felt so dumb I had to text him and tell him I was 12. And then he got like this big apology message about how bad he felt. He was like 30. The best cop
out. That's
one
way to work the system.
Yeah, we play. One of the last things that we'd love to do was we'd have a really good Halo player playing, and then we'd give the headset to one of our friends. It was a girl. So she'd be talking the whole time, like, yeah, I just lift weights and play Halo, and just wreck. And then all of a sudden, when we were off the game, we'd have so many people trying to add us as friends.
Is that where you guys got your following? Just curious.
I mean, we could try it out. Me and Jay do not. We will use everyone's coattails. We will let clickbait happen. We don't care. We have a pretty girl on the cast, front and center. Hide our faces.
Yes.
That's awesome.
We're not opposed
this.
At all.
I support this. Thanks for having me. Yeah. Just kidding.
Me and Jay have always been open about it. Hey, your face, we'll sell it.
There you go.
We're not. We know who we are. We know who we are.
Right, same.
We're
that's
our
why
mother's
we don't
favorite people. That's it.
That's why we don't upload videos.
Right.
Like, no one needs to see this.
Oh, well, growing up, I didn't really play video games unless it was Wii.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you all the remember Wii? Wii?
Like, Wii bowling? Like.
Yeah, or they had the golf one. And
oh, my gosh, you actually, like, know all the games.
And the boxing. I did all the games of the Wii Wand, and then they had the Wii board that you could, like, balance on.
Is that
on
the
and
yoga one?
I think you could do yoga on it. You could also fly, like, through this obstacle course. You could go, like, snowboarding.
All right, Wii, calm down.
It was good times. It was good times. But when I got married, I discovered the hubby was an avid video gamer at the time. He played Minecraft, GTA, Call of Duty with his Xbox friends. And I just sit there and watch him, like I said before. And I think he just got tired of me just sitting there watching him.
Bugging him.
Yeah, he was pretty much like, just go away. So he ended up getting me an Xbox for Christmas. But I think he screwed himself over because I just started playing with him all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And now I actually play more than he does with his Xbox, not gang, squad or whatever.
Your neighbors now.
Yeah, my neighbors now. Yeah, we actually live next door to them. Just pretty crazy.
Dude, they moved across the country to live next to their gaming friends.
Well,
that's so sick.
We did meet them first. And now I could just run down the street and be like, yo, you want to play games? And then, you know, run back to my TV. And
that's awesome.
It's a good life. But naturally, starting out, I was terrible at everything, and I still kind of am. I have become the butt of all jokes in the group, which is fine. I've accepted my role. And since I've accepted it, I might as well share the inside jokes. One of them is everyone likes to randomly scream, "Stand still!" Because that was apparently, I don't even remember saying this, but this is one of the first things I said. We were playing Call of Duty, and I was trying.
You
I'm
never played, and you just get bossy.
Yeah, well, I was terrible at aiming. Still am. A lot better though than before. But I could not hit this person because he kept jumping and dodging around, and so I just screamed, "Stand still!"
Okay, like he's gonna listen.
And ever since then, the whole squad, they all just randomly scream, "Stand still!" in like a voice that I can't even match. The bitch. And then they also, whenever somebody is corner camping, whether it's Fortnite, Call of Duty, whatever, they call it doing a max because that's what I do.
Of course you do.
Uh-huh, I'll hide in a bush or hide in the corner of the map just wait for someone to run by. So that's how I get my kills. Y'all,
you're so annoying. I hate playing with people like you.
We haven't even played together yet, so
I know.
Just
Can
watch.
You believe that?
I'll win the game by doing that.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. And then I also told them that they would never hear me fart because they freaking fart in the mic all the time. And I think it's disgusting. Like, they intentionally do it. Like, they'll put their microphone
up their ass,
which has been next to their mouth and nose, on their ass so you can hear them. I think it's disgusting. Whatever. It's fine. But I was like, you're never going to hear me fart because they're all like, oh, it was Max. And then one day I accidentally did it. Before I could hit mute, there was just one that let loose. And now I have an anniversary, a fart anniversary, and every year. It's on their calendars. It's on their phone calendars. And so I think it's like November 7th or something.
Oh, my God.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Yeah, very shortly.
Yeah,
after. Yeah, thank you. It's very shortly after my wedding anniversary. So
that's awkward.
One being much more important than the other.
Yeah.
The fart.
The fart anniversary is the one that matters in the end.
Which one do you party harder for?
definitely the wedding anniversary. I try to ignore. I like, I'll hide in my room until somebody says something on my fartiversary. So yeah, those are my stories. Pretty great.
I have so many stories, guys. I have an issue with anger management issues when
you
it comes
didn't
to
know
games.
Already.
No, I the most recent one that I had, I just had a total freak out playing Mortal Kombat because my husband and I, we were doing the same thing that Jay was just talking about. It was like neck and neck. Every time someone would win one, the other one would win one. And I was like, okay, we have to end this. Like, winner takes all in this next round. And he wins. And I just like lose it because we'd been playing for like almost 3 hours at this point, which is a long time to be button smashing, mind you. My hands were sore. And I get up and I just like completely lose it. And I start punching the couch like as hard as I can over and over and over. And he starts recording it because he's like, this is the worst I've ever seen you freak out. And the next day I wake up and I was like, oh my gosh, my back hurts so bad. Like, what happened? And I end up having to go to the doctor's office because I can like barely move. I'm like, oh my gosh. And they're like, yeah, you threw your back out. So that sucked. I actually lied to the doctor. They're like, how did you do this? And I was like, oh, I took a martial arts class.
Which, to be fair, you could have managed that in
martial arts. It
was basically
the same movement. So.
Oh, I was beating my husband. I mean, anything but losing in Mortal Kombat. Anything.
Assaulting my spouse. No
exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
I took a kickboxing class with her, and she helped throw her back out then.
I did. I did almost throw him, like, legitimately. Kate, Max is strong, by the way. She made me take a kickboxing class against my will.
And I thought it was going to be like, oh, cute. We're going to, like, punch each other. No. She gets in there and does not go easy on me. I didn't realize that she had been taking martial arts class, like, her whole life.
Yeah.
She gets in there, and I'm holding, like, one of those pads so I don't get, like, hurt. But she kicks me as hard as she can, and I go straight on my ass. I'm like, holy cow, this girl could kill me.
It's repressed,
like,
rage.
Yeah, for real. I was like, I did not realize.
Did Lord Raiden like show up and go, finish her.
Finish her. K.O.
We didn't like each other too much at the time. It's fine.
Oh, is that what it was about? Like, I don't want to be your friend.
Just do a passive aggressive kick.
I get that. Most people don't like me when they first meet me. Oh my gosh. Another funny story that I have about gaming. There was a moment at the beginning of COVID when my husband and I were both unemployed, unfortunately. And we didn't have anything to do except apply for jobs. So we would, like, go apply for, like, 3 jobs and be like, oh, that's good for this week. And then we would play Minecraft together. And we built this entire world in Minecraft. Like, we still have it. It is, like, massive. But we got into, like, a turf war in Minecraft because his castle and his little plebes that lived in his little village started kind of, like, encroaching into my village. And I was like, no, absolutely not. So we started, like, doing really, like, crappy things to each other's maps. So I would... One of the things I did is he has this massive castle, right? It took him, like, weeks to build. Just huge. Every single room I filled with the loudest animals that I could spawn on creative mode. So, like, all the birds that, like, mimic what you're saying and, like, pigs and stuff. And it just sounded like he would log into the server and it would take, like, an hour to load. And then it was just, like, hell. Like, it just sounded like you were in the depths of hell. It was awful. He's like, I don't know how to fix this. And I was like, sorry. Maybe you shouldn't have come onto my turf. Oh my gosh, so.
You harvest.
There's that. What?
You harvest.
Oh yeah.
That's how you fix it. You just gotta go harvest some meat.
Some meat, yeah. Oh man, just kill all the animals. So the next segment that we wanted to do with you guys, is called He Said, She Said. And it's our podcast segment for listeners to kind of spill their tea. And we're always living for the hot gas. So if you guys listening want to send us your toxic stories, you can always send them to spillthetea@titillatingtea.com with the subject line, He Said, She Said. And for today, we had a listener submitted story that I was hoping you guys could read.
Yeah, Jay wants to read it.
Yeah, I can read it.
The enthusiasm.
I know. No ghost.
Sent me.
We're audiobook people, not like reading words people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got you.
Under the Sea, Kingdom Hearts 2 by Chumpy G. In the cult classic game sequel, Kingdom Hearts 2, there's a level that is interactive with a plug-in microphone. Because we had one from the Naked Brothers band game, we, meaning I, home alone, pretending to be sick, decided to play the level. There's nothing more cringe than singing a Little Mermaid spin-off song, Come Swim This Way, and failing to hit the proper notes, except maybe if your dad walks in on you singing and dancing while standing up, which is exactly what happened. He looked at me with a look I haven't seen him give except when my dog died of obesity. The song, not as bad as people give it shit for, it's actually okay. Hold on. The song's not as bad as people give it shit for, it's actually okay.
Can we play it, or is that a copyright issue?
We could play it.
Can I play
it?
You should be fine. As long as you're not posting it on YouTube,
under
30
seconds, right? Or 8 seconds?
Let me see if I have it queued up. Pull it up. I did have it queued up here, but...
And you're giving it proper creed.
Because we had one from the Naked Brothers band game. What's the Naked Brothers band game?
It's a Nickelodeon.
It's a Nickelodeon game. Not that I know that. I actually had to look that up, too.
Because we're like, what the hell is that?
I don't think I should Google Naked Brothers. Just for,
yeah, maybe don't.
For,
that's not something we're promoting. I want to play this Little Mermaid song, though. Hold on.
The ads. Bear with us.
What's the guy's name again?
Chumpy G.
Chumpy G.
Sweet, sweet, that's very easy. Come on, just think of just a chicken. Let the music move you. You can do it.
I think I'm going to call in sick to work tomorrow. Don't ask why.
Well, that was lovely. Also, so we wanted to share results from this week's poll that we did.
On social media.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We just did a poll amongst ourselves. So the results are in. We asked you guys this week if you are Xbox or PlayStation people. And the winner is... We should do a drum roll.
I don't
know. Well, I'm not going to... Okay. So drum roll.
Do not do a drum roll.
Everyone make a drum roll sound.
Okay. No, I did that one time, and Jay texted me, never... ever drum roll again. Okay. And I'm not even kidding.
I guess that's good advice. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll take it.
I was just tapping
on the table and it just reverbed very loudly.
We have an actual drum roll button, but when you push it, you can't hear it. Okay. So I don't know if you can hear it after the fact.
We're still figuring out our lives over here. It's fine.
Anyway.
Anyways, back to the drum roll. Xbox won by a landslide. 72% voted Xbox versus PlayStation, that came in at 28%. So
I love it when my team wins.
Me too. And I now think it's time for this week's disagreeable dialogue. This is a special segment for us to just share stupid shit and toxic quips that we've recently come across. And the one we came across was Joff.
It's not Joff.
Don't listen to me. Josh Strife says, we found a hilarious YouTube video this week from Josh Strife says. I gotta
what?
Repeat it. It's so hard to say.
Stop reading. Just say it.
So tell us if you guys agree with Josh's take on gamer girls after I give you his liners. So, first one, all gamer girls do is play Sims, eat hot chip, and lie.
What's hot chip?
Hot chips.
He said hot chip specifically in the YouTube video, which kind of cracked me up. Yeah, it was pretty funny, but I can relate with that. I do eat hot chips and lie. I can't talk tonight.
And lie. I lie a lot.
Do. Well, I'll be sitting there eating a bag of hot chips playing video games, and my husband will come out and I'll like hide the bag and I'll be like,
oh, you're lying about the chip.
Yeah.
Okay.
He'll be like, what are you doing? Nothing.
What's nothing your go-to hot chip?
It's the Doritos Dynamitas.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's surprising.
They're like a lime Taki roll but better. So
I like those Kettle Jalapeno.
Oh, those ones are pretty good too.
So good. But,
okay, next line. Have you ever actually seen a girl sitting there with a controller in her hand playing a game? No, you haven't. If you look at the details in that photo or video, I guarantee you that controller isn't even turned on. It's not even plugged in. It's not even a video game console. It's an upside down air fryer.
I think someone's a little jealous that a girl gets views and he doesn't.
Yeah.
Are you talking about us, Johnny?
Yeah. No one wants to watch me play Skyrim anymore. Ugh.
Another controversial topic I kind of wanted to cover today was EVE Online. Have you guys ever heard of this game?
No.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is great. I can't actually say any of the audio on the podcast because we will get killed immediately. But, it's like one of those games that you can make in-app purchases to like make your spaceship bigger and better, right? What are your guys' opinion on spending money for video games, first of all? Like in-app
like
purchases.
The micro spending where it's like 99 cents here, like that kind of stuff.
Just anything.
Like where you like buy skins and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just feel like if I'm going to pay like $80, like be done with it. If you do a DLC like 8 months later, that's different, but... These little things of a little bit here, a little bit there, I'm not a fan of.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at too. Like, if it's like 99 cents and it's like something I really want, it's like, yeah, whatever. I can, a dollar's fine. These people, though, are so serious about this on EVE Online. They will spend thousands of dollars to like jack up their spaceships. And there was one guy that spent over $300,000 on his spaceship. Just to have a bunch of trolls team up and blow it up.
which that would be me. I'd be the troll. But like,
my gosh, the audio, you guys gotta like YouTube this afterwards. Anyone listening, please go YouTube Eve Online freakouts, because it's so bad. Can you imagine like a whole house, a whole mortgage on a spaceship that's not real, and someone's just like blows it up.
I don't understand humanity sometimes. I don't get that.
I don't either.
I think watching you those videos just buy my anxiety.
Friend's book coming out, Crystal Blade, if you want to spend money on something.
Yes. Tell us more about your book.
That was the most shameless, like, jarring transition I've ever heard, Johnny.
No, we love it.
I think it was great.
Really, what we should have transitioned to is Leroy Jenkins and then my book.
Oh, okay.
Monica Max, do you know who Leroy Jenkins is? This is the real definition. This should be the bar to pass on being a gamer. If you know who Leroy Jenkins is, you're a gamer.
No comment.
Oh, man.
Dang it.
All I do is play Sims, eat hot chips, and lie. I don't know anything.
Then lie right now and say you know him.
Not off the top of my head. No. Fill me in.
Oh, it's kind of the same thing. This guy's playing World of Warcraft. Johnny, do you want to tell the story?
No, you got it.
Okay, this guy's playing World of Warcraft, and like, there's, you know, you get through these levels and it takes hours. It's kind of like D&D, but in a video game. Anyway,
oh, yeah.
So they've spent hours getting to this like final level. So imagine you're fighting like the final boss of your campaign, this section of your campaign, and they're like debating their strategy and they're trying to figure out exactly how they're going to time everything. And as they're doing this like precursor meeting, one of the guys goes running in, blitzkrieg, and screams, "All right, chumps, let's do this." And then he shouts, "Leroy Jenkins!" And everyone dies because of it. They get wrecked.
No!
And they're like, "Leroy, this is why we hate having you around, because you do shit like this. What's wrong with you?" They're so mad.
That's awesome.
Gosh dang it, Leroy. They're so mad. Anyway, so we'll watch the Eevee online if you watch Leroy Jenkins.
I love it. I will.
Do not watch World of Warcraft Funeral, though.
Oh no. Uh-oh.
So this is one of those times where you're like, if I laugh, if I'm a horrible person. This community, World of Warcraft, right? It's an online game where you like
build your whole, I've played.
Like, yeah. So that's like, and that's been around forever, right? And this character, she passed away in real life. And to commemorate her, they decided to have, because you know, you're all around the World of Warcraft, right?
Yeah.
So they couldn't visit her live, so they had a funeral for her online. And World of Warcraft is, you buy stuff, you earn your stuff, so items, magic items, money. Anyway, they all took off their uniforms, their armor, all their gold, and they set it aside, and they all went to this funeral. So they were unarmed. And then a horde, a clan, went in and destroyed everybody. And when you kill that character, you get all their stuff.
Yeah,
right? Gone. So that was one of those things where you're like, that's cold, man.
That's so cool.
I know it's like not real life, but it was like, first time hearing about it, I'm like, wow, that's how I know I'm not I have a little bit of moral left in me.
I don't trust people. I would never take my armor off. That's a real
Yeah, thing. Yeah. So, and they would just, like, it's like you just go in with like armor class of 10, right? In D&D. And these guys are like 20 and you can't do anything about them. So that was something that really happened. This was probably about 10, 15 years ago now, but still, it was pretty gnarly.
Sounds like it.
Still sad to this day.
Yeah, because it's just, you know, they're just having a whole thing about it.
Well, on a lighter note, yeah, if you guys are cool with it, we would love to play a game with you as we wrap the episode up. This is a rapid fire nerd edition. We're going to ask you as many questions as you can in 2 minutes, and we want you to answer as quickly as possible. So are you ready?
Zenning out. Let's do this. Let's go.
Okay. These questions also may or may not be relevant to what we've been talking about. So you might get a surprise random question here or there.
Okay.
Did you set the timer, Monica?
Yes. On your mark, get set, go.
Okay. Mario or Luigi?
Luigi.
Wario.
Okay.
But if I had to pick one, Luigi.
Okay. Last game you played?
Spider-Man.
Apex Legends.
Okay.
DC or Marvel?
DC.
Okay. YouTube or Twitch?
YouTube.
First person shooter or massive multiplayer online role-playing game?
First person, FPS.
I'd go first person too.
Pac-Man or Galaga?
Pac-Man.
Halo teabagging or Call of Duty camping?
Halo
teabagging. Let's go.
Mass Effect or No Man's Sky?
Mass Effect.
Did Epstein kill himself?
Absolutely not.
No. Conspiracy 101.
I have to agree with them.
Just Dance or Wii Sports?
Just Dance.
Oh, come on.
Man,
just shut up.
Neither.
Neither.
What's your zodiac sign?
Taurus.
Gemini.
Okay.
Oh, really?
I'm a twin.
Oh my god, I'm gonna get canceled for this. Matthew Broderick in Godzilla or Matthew Broderick in a car?
Godzilla? I don't know where to go with this one, but
that's pretty messed up.
Yeah, it is. I'm sorry.
I'll go with Godzilla too. Because I don't want to die.
Okay, which one does the most damage?
Definitely.
I mean,
the
car. One did let me out Tokyo, but one is. This is gonna go.
That's the best question I've ever heard. I'm gonna go with the car.
Okay, goth or gamer girls?
Ah, goth. Let's go.
I put that in there for you.
I'll go you know gamer me, girl. Well.
Gamer girl for Big Papa. All right.
Who's your celebrity crush?
Probably Kate Beckinsale right now because she's still killing it at 45, 50 now. Woo!
Nice.
I don't know. Hugh Jackman, maybe?
There you go.
Fair. Hugh Jackman.
What's your guilty pleasure?
Same as my celebrity crush? No, I'm kidding.
This time of year, I like watching Hallmark Christmas movies.
Oh my god.
That's adorable.
That's so cringe. Okay. Best tea you've heard lately?
Heard?
Mm-hmm.
Where I work at a public place, and someone who was not his wife, so I signed up his wife, he was holding her hand on the way out of the gym.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Can you one-up MJ?
I can't without, like, potentially getting fired.
That's how we feel. That's why we use alias names.
Sorry.
It's okay.
The only one I have is at work, and it would be bad if it somehow got back.
Fair enough. Well, that's all the questions we had.
Yep, and we actually went way over the time. It wasn't even really timing up. So.
You know, it was still fun.
You guys did great.
I'm shocked me and Jay had a lot of similar answers.
I know.
Really?
No, not at all.
Halo or Call of Duty? It's like, ooh. Do you even know me? Can we ask a couple quick fire questions to you guys?
Oh, no.
Sure.
If you had to get bit by a zombie or a mummy, which would you rather get bit by?
Mummy, so I don't turn into a zombie.
Yep.
Are you would you rather be a vampire or a werewolf?
Vampire.
Or are you guys Xbox or werewolf. PlayStation?
Werewolf.
Sorry, I didn't mean
wait,
to.
Wait, what?
Xbox or PlayStation?
Xbox.
Johnny, you got another one?
Oh, I can never hear. I can never tell if Monica answered or not. All right, iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
Definitely iPhone.
If you could have a sword or a bow, an arrow, like, and you're a medieval warrior, which would you want?
Sword. Can I have an axe? Like a battle axe?
Sure.
That's really? What I would choose. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Have you seen my battle axe? It's over there.
Yeah.
It's in the corner.
Oh, my gosh.
Not knowing Max's background in D&D, but what character would you rather play, a bard or a rogue?
A what or a rogue?
A bard. Or a rogue.
Oh, I'd be rogue for sure. Yeah.
See?
Bunch of rogues.
Yeah. I actually made a character, but then now I forget what it was called. You built it with me, Monica.
I made a lot of characters.
The child of Asmodeus. It was a.
Oh, it's.
It was
like
a devil one. The
tiefling?
Tiefling.
Yes, a tiefling. Yep. That's it. I had a
Nerds.
Tiefling.
Nerds.
Yeah.
All right.
I got one more, Johnny, if that's okay.
No, I was going to cut you.
Okay. If you guys were living in the world of Lord of the Rings, what race do you think you would be?
Ooh.
I haven't watched that in so long.
I don't. I've been watching the new one, and I kind of like the little hill hobbits. They're so cute.
I don't even know if I can answer that. What's the other? Give me the few of the other ones.
So like, you can be like an elf from Rivendell, an elf from the woods. You can be a hobbit. You can be a wizard, I guess. Although that one's kind of cheating.
Wizard for sure.
That one's kind of cheating. Let's. I don't know, Johnny. Should we allow it?
Fine. Yeah, elf from the woods.
That's pretty good. And then okay. Gundor and orc. And
orc hungry.
Rivendell, the horse lords.
Ooh, the horse lords. Yeah.
That'd be pretty sick.
That would be cool. Yeah. Thanks for the refresher.
And last one. This is how we used to end our cast. If you'd rather be friends with someone who
is a
master of death or a master of light, who would you rather be friends with?
A master of what?
Death or light?
Death or light? Master of death.
I knew you were going to say that. I'm going to go the other way. I'll go light.
Wow. First time the master of death. Jay got a fan.
Everyone's always like,
one for seven.
Thank you. There's a reason I was not thrilled to hear that question pop back up again.
You knew it was coming when I wanted one more.
I forgot. Like a haunting memory.
Well, that is all we got for you guys this week. Thanks for listening to this week's Piping Hot Tea. If you like what we hear, if you like what you hear, we need your support. Please give us a like, a follow, and a share with your friends. We are on Instagram and TikTok. And you can also subscribe for bonus content at titillatingtea.com.
Send us an email at spillthetea@titillatingtea.com to share your personal story with the subject line "He Said, She Said" for a chance to be featured on the pod.
And go follow the Deadlight Nerds. They are on everything you can listen to a podcast on. And their website is deadlightnerds.com.
Yep. And then you guys can see us off to say you next time, or, you know.
See you on the flippity flop.
Flippity flip.